At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New speed limits are set to be introduced across Dublin City in an attempt to make the city safer. The 30 km/h speed limit currently applies in parts of the city centre in Dublin 1, Dublin 2, as well as Marino, Irish Town and Bowles Bridge. But will it work across the capital city? For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor with the Irish Times. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I suggest that the e-scooters will be passing the traffic if the cars observe the speed limit, which they may or may not do. But that's the reality, because the scooters don't obey any speed limits. Some of them are capable of doing up to 60, 70, 80 kilometres an hour without any difficulty. So is that the spectacle we're looking forward to right across the city?
Well, what I would say is the legal limit for those e-scooters is 25 kilometres an hour, so they should be seized. They're illegal. They shouldn't be on the road, so they should be seized. Same as people who are breaking speed limits, they shouldn't be doing that either. So I think it's not fair to say, e-scooters will be going faster than cars. Only if they're illegal e-scooters will they be going faster than cars.
I was passed by a push bike, an ordinary non-electric push bike this morning as I was coming into work. So it's not just e-scooters. It's anybody who's fit and ready to cycle a bicycle, or someone might have an e-bicycle, which could look very much the same as an ordinary bicycle. And they are well capable of doing more than 30 kilometres an hour.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, well done to them if they have that power in their legs to get up to those sorts of speeds. I wouldn't say it's a sort of regular average speed, but to come back to the speed limits here themselves, the 30 kilometre speed limit, it's actually in place through most of Dublin City at the moment. People mightn't be noticing it. So all residential areas, which it is most of Dublin City, most of the city area is covered in houses. Those estates are all governed at the moment by 30 kilometre speed limits. And what the council is looking at now are the remaining roads, which will still be residential roads in many cases, but because they've been identified in previous years as main roads or arterial roads, have those higher limits, those 50s, 60s and above.
Now, you've been writing that the default speed limit for urban areas is, in fact, already 30 kilometres per hour, but that particular section of the Road Traffic Act 2024 has not yet been enacted by the minister and is not going to be for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, the department in a recent circular in the last few weeks has told local authorities who expected, and Dublin City and Council in particular, expected that that road traffic legislation would be tidied up so that they wouldn't have this plethora of signs all around the city when they wanted to put in these lower speed limits, that the default speed limit would be reduced from 50 to 30. That was done after several years of going through the legal process. That legislation did come in last year, but as I say, the department has written to them in recent weeks and said that's not going to be enacted in any time soon. So if you want lower speed limits, you're going to have to go through the process of looking at the individual roads going through the bylaw process, which is really lengthy and time consuming.
Is it better to have a blanket default, say, look, it's 30, end of, and off you go. We don't have to put signage up. We just have to put signs as you enter Dublin City saying 30 kph, and that covers the whole city. That's the idea.
And then they do it the reverse way around. So if there were roads, I'm thinking maybe of things like the Chapel is a bypass or the Finglas Dual Carriageway or sections of the Stillorgan Road where there aren't any houses.
You lost me. I was talking about the sort of wider roads like the Chapel is a bypass, the Stillorgan Road, where there aren't any houses and the higher speed limit might be appropriate. And so the council's thought was that they could bring in higher speed limits on those small number of roads and have the blanket at 30 rather than doing it the other way around.
Yeah. Now, there is talk. I was saying that many of the motorists, in your absence there, that many of motorists would love to be able to get through Dublin City at 30 kilometres an hour. I think the transit speed is something like 8 kilometres an hour or even less to get across Dublin City. So, slowing down the traffic nominally, certainly during peak times, doesn't make any difference whatsoever because people don't even achieve those speeds.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, we have, of course, the road safety imperative. If people are, driving at 50 kilometres an hour and they hit someone, that person is far less likely to survive than if they hit them at 30. And with cars getting heavier, that risk is increasing. And there's, in addition to fatalities, very serious injuries, obviously, as well, are reduced at 30. And as you say, it's not really going to add a great deal of time to people's journeys by reducing these speed limits, but it does make a difference to road safety.
Sometimes, though, you get the law of unintended consequences. For example, if traffic is perceived to be, crawling along, going slowly, you're more likely to get people flitting across the road, trying to, beat the car or beat the scooter. And then, something invisible like a cyclist or a scooter comes along and wham, the car sees them, but the scooter doesn't and you have an accident. So I'm wondering what the statistical basis for these decisions is. How many people have actually been hurt or even fatally injured because of these collisions at 50 kilometres an hour?
Well, the Road Safety Authority says if you're hit at 50...
Olivia, that's pure physics. If you're hit at 100 kilometres an hour, you're going to be mashed. If you're hit at 10 kilometres an hour, you might break a limb. That's pure physics. But how often does it happen? That's the question.
I presume those studies have been done. I don't have it to hand, but you sort of would imagine that they wouldn't be bringing these in if there wasn't a road safety imperative to do it.
All right. Well, we shall see how quickly that all comes to pass. The texts coming in are interesting. People need to understand that lowering speed limits reduces the hourly capacity of roads and public transport. This is not about safety, but about making road use more painful. And that is a suspicion shared by many people. Slow the traffic down to a crawl and people will get the bus or get out and walk. Please put up many large and visible speed signs. I'm lucky if I see one small speed sign on many roads in Cork. 30 kilometres is great in theory, but without enforcement, it's absolutely pointless. I live on a very 30 kilometre per hour road. It's busy. There's a school, shops, the road and paths narrow in parts. Cars fly over the ramps. There aren't enough of them. And what we have are too low. And cars speed every single day. I've asked Dublin City Council, can we get a speed camera or a van on the road and more higher ramps? They said enforcement is a matter not for us, it's for the Gardaí. And they won't raise the height of the ramps as they could be sued if a car was damaged. That's from Siobhan in Dublin. 30 kilometres per hour is easily done on a normal bike. No one is obeying the speed limits around Dublin City. So Olivia is talking nonsense. Olivia?
I'll address the engineering thing you said there because that's quite interesting. The council has said that on a lot of these roads that engineering measures are going to have to be introduced to physically slow the cars down because they don't have those powers of enforcement or they wouldn't have the capacity for enforcement. And we do not have sufficient cameras. I think we've only one speed camera in the Dublin City Council area so far. So, yes, they are going to look at making it physically harder for people to speed, I suppose.
And there are also proposals for pedestrian priority roads, which would be 20 kilometres per hour.
Yeah, I think that's really just a tidying up exercise. It's addressing places where we've introduced pedestrian and cyclist measures, as in introduced places where cars are restricted. So it's to lower the speed limits on those roads rather than, we don't think it's a notion that we'd have pedestrian, yeah. We'd have car-free roads all over the place, in particularly in suburban areas.
By the way, will these apply to Lewis? Because they trundle along sometimes at considerable speed, and not really in the centre, they crawl around the centre. Mm-hmm. But when they get out a bit, you know, and still interfacing with public roads, I wonder. Anyway, Olivia, that's for the future perhaps, but Olivia Kelly, who's Dublin editor with the Irish Times, thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.